Hello and welcome to the Dreamer's Path podcast, a magical, inspirational space for wild-hearted creatives to lean into living the life we desire, to activate more joy, passion, and possibility, to reawaken our imagination, to reconnect to our true nature, and to remember that we are more than enough to achieve our dreams. In today's episode of the Dreamer's Path, we're going to look at well-being in stressful times. Well-being is really a broad term that encompasses a lot of things. It's also a very holistic term, and it involves balancing the needs and desires of our heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Every single thing in life, from the environment we live in to our financial security, impacts on our well-being. Very often, well-being, sometimes called self-care or wellness, is seen as selfish or indulgent, but it really isn't. In order to sustainably take care of anyone or anything, we first need to sustainably take care of ourselves. Being such a broad term, well-being can seem massive and even overwhelming. But our well-being is attained not by any one big thing we do, but by all of the little things we do each and every day that gently add up. Stress is a natural part of life, and though we can't always expect to escape it, there are things we can do to mitigate its effects. In times of stress, I often come back to the serenity prayer. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Sometimes letting go of what we can't control drops a whole load of stress right there. But what is important to remember is that taking time for self-care and prioritising our well-being will make us stronger and feel steadier and more stable when the events of our lives can get stressful. Though it's important to remember that through any stressful period, we are our own safe place and we are the rock upon which we stand. We can give ourselves the stability that we crave in an at times unstable and shaky world. I sometimes think, if everything was taken away from me, what would I have left? I would still have myself and the character traits that define me. When all is taken away, we still have our resilience, our strength, our courage, our unshakable self. And really, I think it's important to set the intention to prioritise our personal well-being, as very often it's easier to carry on as we are and to be a workaholic and to succumb to stress than just taking out our diary and scheduling the things each day before anything else that will nourish us. But do this first and you will reap the benefits. So take out a pen and paper, divide it into three sections, body, mind and soul, and write down underneath each section the things that you love to do. Then take out your diary and write down one thing each day that you can do to take care of you and your well-being. Our well-being is our responsibility, and it is extremely empowering to realise this. Well-being is not only the foundational stuff of eating a healthy diet, of drinking enough water, of getting enough exercise and rest, of connecting to nature and to others, and having enough sleep. Although this is, of course, the foundation, but I believe well-being is also about our purpose and contribution. So what is your purpose? What were you born to do? What are you great at and what do you love to do? This is your purpose. And if we can use our gifts to do some good in the world, then we will feel purposeful and as if our life has meaning. And our life does have meaning. You are enough exactly as you are. So start to prioritise yourself and your own self-care. If you've ever smiled at someone or said or done a kind thing, or someone has ever said thank you to you, then you already know the power of kindness, and you already understand the power that your life has to make a positive impact. For me, I think well-being can be found in gentle routines, and I think it's important that we can provide ourselves with the stability, security, and certainty that we crave as human beings. And especially in times like these, when we're all in the midst of a global pandemic and lockdowns, creating a flexible, gentle routine can be really beneficial. Also, make it easy to do things that increase our well-being and energy. Put a big jug of water next to our desk, or put the fruit bowl in an easier to reach place than the biscuits, or put our exercise clothes next to our bed rather than our fluffy slippers. Well-being for me is also about mindfulness and meditation, two practices that I'm trained in and have turned to for years. Well-being includes our levels of happiness, though it's not necessarily about those huge spikes of joy or excitement or happiness that we experience, but more about a daily contentment, about focusing on the breath or on the now, on this moment, the very moment we are living in right now. So often we rush through life chasing goals in the future, or we look back into the past with nostalgia, but this stops us from being here now and from being truly present. So really, just by becoming aware of our thoughts and of how they can take us time travelling, shuttling us between past and future, and taking us into states sometimes of stress, anxiety and worry, it can be really helpful to become aware of our thoughts, because when we notice, we bring the light of awareness to this moment, and we can choose to ground ourselves, to be here now, and to use our senses to root into this moment and look for the beauty and for the good that is here. So when you think about your well-being, don't think of it as a chore or as just another one of the million and one things you already have to do today, but get excited about putting yourself first, about really being present in your life and doing things that nourish and inspire you. And for me, nature and the arts and my own personal creativity are simple and joyful ways for me to tap into not only flow states, but to find meaning and to increase my personal well-being. So I'm wishing you peace and ease and passion in these tough times. And I invite you to do what nourishes you. And whatever you're doing, just do that one thing and bring your mindful attention to it. Go slowly, give it your full attention, and do it with calmness and a lightness of touch. And make a habit of checking in with yourself daily to see what you need, and be gentle on yourself. If you enjoyed the Dreamer's Path podcast, please leave a review and connect with me on Instagram at rrobinsonwriter. Then head over to rrobinsonwriter.co.uk, where you'll discover my blog and more inspirational content. You can click to subscribe to my mailing list to receive a free ebook created with the intention of awakening your magic and activating your potential to live and achieve your dreams.